Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. Here are top stories. Government's universal health coverage scheme will henceforth be implemented in the northwest and southwest regions. Announcing this development, which brings to seven regions benefiting from the drive, Minister Manauda Malashi says the first phase has recorded laudable results. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country after anti-government protests in which hundreds of people have been killed. And in sports, it's game over for Cameroon's athletes in the ongoing Paris Olympic Games after Emmanuel Esseme's non-qualification yesterday. Linda Angunu failed to deliver today in the 400 meters hurdles. Now the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The northwest and southwest regions have joined the queue of beneficiaries of the universal health coverage instituted by the head of state in April 2023 with the objective to ensure preventive and curative care to the population. During the press briefing today in Yaoundé, Public Health Minister Dr. Manauda Malashi announced that the first phase of the universal health coverage is on a good footing with a budget of over 9.5 billion CFA francs. Out of the target, 6 million persons comprising children aged 0 to 5 years, pregnant women and newborn for their first 42 days, close to 4 million are in course of pre-registration, while over 3 million others have enrolled and are benefiting from the services. The southwest and northwest regions now bring to seven the number of regions where universal health coverage is currently being implemented in Cameroon, which the minister says has enabled the purchase of large quantities of equipment in the different health units and much more. The Cooperation Officer for Environment and Research at the French Embassy in Yaoundé says France has set aside over 70,000 euros as grants for various research projects for young Cameroonian researchers in the 2024 mobility grant scheme sponsored by the French government. Ms. Amel Ahmad Boudouda made the announcement during an official ceremony to welcome the first beneficiary of the scheme, who just returned from France after undergoing a four-month research studies in some universities and specialized institutions within the framework of the Franco-Cameroon Scientific Cooperation. 14 out of the 25 researchers are women. Photocopies of press releases announcing the launch of competitive entrance examinations into government learning institutions or the public service are reportedly on sale in major streets of Yaoundé. While some residents attest these have eased their access to updates of the competitive entrance examinations on schedule, others tend to question the authenticity of these documents or circulars. And onto this press release, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will preside over the partnership agreement signing ceremony between his ministry and the EMMI Empire Association on Tuesday, 6th of August 2024, as from 2 p.m. at the Monfebe Hotel, to support the implementation of the joint government UN Youth Connect Cameroon program. The purpose of this joint program is to connect young people to opportunities leading to their socio-economic integration. And we take you out of the country, where Mali says it has cut off diplomatic ties with Ukraine after military officials suggested Kyiv had played a role in deadly fighting near the Algerian border last month. Dozens of Malian soldiers and mercenaries from Russia Wagner Group were killed in days of clashes with Tuareg separatist rebels and fighters linked to Al-Qaeda. And still out of the country, Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country after anti-government protests on which hundreds of people have been killed. Reports say she and her sister have been flown by army helicopter to safety. Hasina's whereabouts are unclear, even though she's thought to be heading to India. Huge crowds of cheering protesters stormed her official residence in the capital, Dhaka, despite a curfew and internet clampdown. And in sports, Cameroonian 400-meter hurdler Linda Angono has bowed out of the ongoing 2024 Paris Olympic Games. She emerged third in her heat this morning in one of the catch-up series in the women's 400-meter hurdles, unable to qualify for the semis. Meanwhile, winners of the 2024 Cameroon Basketball Cup are known. FAB basketball team are winners of the men's competition after beating Alp of Yaoundé by 75 sets to 68 at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Danielle Batiston Foundation are the title holder in the women's category following their victory over their opponents of the University of Douala by 75 sets to 68. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. The Universal Health Coverage Scheme is now operational in the Southwest and Northwest regions, bringing to 70% the national coverage rate. Speaking to the press today, at the National Unit of the Universal Health Coverage in Yaoundé, the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, revealed that close to 4 million people are in the course of pre-registration, while about 3 million others have enrolled and are benefiting from the services. Let's now have a listen to an excerpt of the Minister's declaration, selected by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.
Cameroon is committed to improve access to health care and services for all while guaranteeing the dignity of the people. It should be recalled that the health sector strategy 2020 and 2030 makes it clear in the following terms. Cameroon, a country where universal access to quality health services is ensured for all social classes by 2035. Among other things, this involves reducing out-of-pocket payments by households, pooling efforts and implementing solidarity in the provision of prevention and curative care for the populations. This is the base for a series of measures aimed at guaranteeing universal and dignified access to essential health care and services work for better social protection for all people in the country, in accordance with the financing strategy, which also proposed a series of measures to ensure that all Cameroonians have equitable access to equally quality health care. With this in mind, universal health coverage is seen as an obvious way to ensuring equitable access to healthcare and services, protection against financial risks, and the availability of quality services in health facilities. Conscious of this situation, the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, and his government has taken the bet of progressively implementing the universal health coverage for the benefit of the populations against the backdrop of the need to do well with the resources available. The implementation of universal health coverage is a dynamic process of building of a strong, resilient and sustainable system where the supply and demand for care meet in a price equilibrium, preserving in a more than optimal way the dignity of the beneficiary populations through all the mechanism of subsidization, mutualization, and national solidarity.
Public Health Minister Dr. Manauda Malashi. Officials of health facilities in the Northwest region say there is an overwhelming number of people visiting hospitals but are unable to meet up with their financial obligations, which has led to unpaid bills amounting to millions of CFA francs. This, coupled with some infrastructural challenges, they say, make the job of medics more complicated as the demand for healthcare rises due to the socio-political crisis. Mercy Kusi reports.
At the Bamenda Regional Hospital, one of the largest health facilities, which also serves as a referral hospital in the Northwest, the director, Dr. Dennis Same, indicates that within the span of 1 year, they've recorded close to 50 million CFA francs of unpaid bills.
In the year 2023, we had 46 million of unpaid bills, where we had to treat over 1,008 poor and vulnerable. And just for the first semester 2024, we had 24 million of unpaid bills.
Medical personnel here reports that the sociopolitical crisis has led to a drop in living standards, and this has grossly affected the people's ability to afford their medical bills. In the St. Blaise Catholic Hospital, where Reverend Sister Felicitas Lukong is director, the facility relies on the benevolence of the church to clear some of the debt incurred by patients.
Things are becoming more expensive. Sometimes it's really challenging to get the medications and reagents and everything that we need in the hospital, and we continue to struggle. So it's very difficult to run the system without assistance from without. So the running of the hospital has particularly been supported by the Archbishop.
The medics also report that there is a rise in trauma and mental health cases in hospitals in the Northwest, and handling these in addition to the infrastructural shortcomings have been a daunting task. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Minister of Scientific Research and Innovation has urged beneficiaries of the France-sponsored mobility grant scheme to be the locomotive in Cameroon's drive to become an emerging nation by 2035. Minister Madeleine Twente made the call today in Yaoundé while receiving 25 researchers who have spent 4 months in specialized institutions and universities in France, deepening their knowledge in their areas of research. The Corporation Officer for Environment and Research at the French Embassy in Yaoundé, Ms. Amel Ahmet Boudouda, says the Franco-Cameroon Scientific Corporation is growing from strength to strength. She spoke to Rigobert Mania.
The cooperation between France and Cameroon is very important. We work together. We try to find common benefits to our work. We put a lot of attention and importance to have a lot of young women too involved in those programs. So we hope that the cooperation and the partnership between France and Cameroon will keep going for many years. For this year, France has financed €70,000 for 9 projects. And we also finance the 25 scholarships we are celebrating today.
That was the Corporation Officer for Environment and Research at the French Embassy, Ms. Amel Ahmet Boudouda. Photocopies of circulars or press releases launching competitive entrance examinations into government training institutions or the public service are readily available in some major streets of Yaoundé, though the authenticity of these documents are questionable. With just 100 francs, Yaoundé residents are able to have a copy at their disposal. Our reporter Colette Jani visited Poste Centrale, one of the nerve centers for the sale of photocopied government circulars in the nation's political capital. Her report.
It is about 10 a.m. this Monday with the normal hustle and bustle around Poste Centrale in Yaoundé. Items for sale are displayed on the roadside, among them foodstuffs, books, and even photocopies of press releases launching competitive entrance examinations into schools and the public service. I met Emmanuel, a regular client to a vendor who sells photocopied documents.
I and some group of friends were already preparing for it. So when they launched it, like, we just went to town and bought the IT. And people know where those concours are launched. They usually just wait for those periods like July, August. You know, these guys that sell stuff, they too are always the first to get to function group and pick up those things, then they print and then they do their own business from it. Some other ones who maybe that they have their network within the public service, who they can get a copy of it, photocopy, and then they start sharing.
When it comes to the authenticity of these documents sold on the roadside, Emmanuel says there are tips for verification.
Now it's even more easier because the public service published the concours that have been launched. Kind of even have something like a schedule, like a timetable that within the year they've already listed the various concours and the time that will be launched. And then you go like to the school you want to write. Maybe it's listed on the notice board. and then the public service will paste it on their own notice board.
Also, most government institutions now run their personal websites where they publish information about such competitive entrance examinations. Nevertheless, the public is advised to be on the lookout.
If a seller isn't affiliated with any recognized...
Sorry for that hitch there. As young people prepare to secure their future through competitive examinations, towns like Yaoundé and Douala are witnessing a disturbing rise in online scams, with many websites selling fake handouts for these exams and training programs. Rita Yusembom spoke with some IT specialists who, in the following report, cautioned students to stay alert against falling prey to fake online accounts.
If a seller isn't affiliated with any recognized organization, it is wise to think twice before making a purchase.
IT specialist Baldwin Tangwa stresses the importance of genuine sellers possessing a strong online presence and a satisfied customer base. He emphasizes that encountering negative feedback or complaints should serve as a red flag for students.
Authentic sellers will boast a strong online presence and satisfy customers. Pay heed to negative feedback or complaint.
The expert also highlights the issue of deceptive too-good-to-be-true offers, stating that quality study resources require dedication and time to produce, and if it appears overly simple, it likely isn't reliable.
If a seller promises guaranteed success or offers materials at an unbelievable low price, it is time to be cautious.
According to Baldwin, legitimate vendors offer transparent contact information, including phone numbers and email addresses, to establish credibility. As students gear up for competitive examinations, it is crucial for them to maintain vigilance and exercise caution against deceptive online practices.
Fake admission tests and competitive entrance exams posted by unscrupulous individuals circulate online, posing as a threat to schools. In the following commentary, Bertrand Osumba emphasizes the importance of increased control on online platforms to detect and prevent fake content, as schools are urged to remain vigilant in order to avoid falling prey to these scams.
We cannot deny the fact, but internet and social media platforms have become valuable tools for schools and training centers to reach their target audience cost-effectively before the start of a new school year. However, school promoters are advised to be cautious, as there are numerous fake offers, admission tests, and competitive entrance exams circulating. Some malicious individuals use schools and centers' visuals to conduct fraudulent enrollment and deceive unsuspecting parents. To distinguish themselves from imposters, educational institutions are advised to provide evidence of their legal existence and physical location online. That is the reason why schools are urged to make these proof elements and the contacts of community managers and webmasters designated by their institutions for overseeing online activities public. This transparency would greatly help distinguish between what is true and false, ultimately preventing traps for parents and students. Community managers tasked with monitoring online activities are therefore bound to remain vigilant at all times and promptly report any observed malfunctions.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
The 110th edition of Tete Kombo, a traditional festival set aside to celebrate the foreign heroes of the Dwalas and the Sawas, Rudolf Douala Mangabel and Adolf Ngosodin, has kicked off in Douala today. The commemoration, which will run through to the 8th of this month, is marked by the visit of several historical sites like the Marine Marchand, the Royal Vault, and Adolf Ngosodin Monument, Aden John Joe Cemetery. Rabiatu Abdulaziz Jingi tells us more from Douala.
Tete Combo. Yes, Sangwe Combo.
The Marine Marchand site at Bonanjo used to be a colonial police post kept jealously as it witnessed the murdering of some Sawa heroes, King Rudolf Douala Mangabel and his secretary, Adolf Ngosodin. Rene Bolanga is a member of the organization committee of Tete Combo.
The Marie Marchand site, the place that witnessed King Douala Mangabel take his last breath. It's here that Douala Mangabel and Adolf Ngosodin were murdered. This is where he was hanged with his personal secretary. Near it was a tree that served as a tool for the execution.
Other sites in Bonanjo and Bali, where King Rudolf Douala Mangabel and Adolf Ngosodin were laid to rest, are being held in high esteem by the Sawa people. Rene Bolanga once again.
Apart from this site, we have the Royal Vault, then Jonjo Cemetery, where Adolf Ngosodin was buried, and Richard Dinamanga.
Dikolo too isn't left out, as it served as a point of separation between King Rudolf Douala Mangabel and his mother, Ekeda Mwaso.
It is from there Rudolf passed to say goodbye to his mom ahead of his final journey.
Traditional drums will resound to announce the start of the 10th edition of the Tete Combo commemoration. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
As activities to commemorate the 110th edition of the assassination of Douala Mangabel kick off in Douala, Veronica Beniela looks at the significance of the Tete Combo, which celebrates the heroism and patriotism of Mangabel for his people.
The abundance of rain in the month of August, coupled with a permanent gray sky in the city of Douala, comes each year to remind Cameroonians of the gruesome murder of Prince Rudolf Douala Mangabel and his dedicated secretary Rudolf Ngosodin. They were both hanged in Bonanjo on August 8, 1914, by German colonialists. These two stood for the respect of the rights of the indigenous people and furiously fought against foreign invasion. The Germans charged them with treason and they were executed. The Sawa community has made it a permanent assignment to remind inhabitants of the city of Douala and Cameroonians in general that they were not criminals. They were national heroes who must be celebrated. The heroes are celebrated under the Sawa emblem of Tete Combo, meaning the father of the people. The celebration of the heroism of nationalists who lost their lives so that we can have a say today should be permanent and continuous, so that the youth of today may know that fighting for a national cause and the protection of motherland is a heroic duty. 110 years down the line, the assassination is celebrated in Douala with pomp and fanfare. It is also a historical telling moment, the time children are told the story of the journey to independence of Cameroon. The activities of Tete Combo 2024 will culminate on August 8. Veronica Beniela, CRTV News, Douala.
In sports, Cameroonian 400 meters hurdler Linda Anguna has bowed out of the ongoing 2024 Paris Olympic Games. She emerged third in her heat this morning in one of the catch-up series in the women's 400 meters hurdles, unable to qualify for the semifinals. Details with CRTV special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer.
The end of a journey for Team Cameroon, the country's last hopes for a possible outstanding performance, dashed as Linda Anguno in the women's 400 meters hurdles Monday morning failed to qualify for the semis. Emerging third in her heat with a 59.09 time, the 400 meters hurdler was unable to cross the decisive catch-up phase.
I loved the race. I ran extremely well. I can't blame myself, honestly. As I promised, I have created new records for myself. And for me, I have succeeded with my games.
Despite her non-qualification, Linda Anguno succeeded to better her performance, creating new records for herself.
I have beaten Cameroon's records. I am amongst the best at the Olympics. For me, it is a one game. My opponents were strong, but I think we were at the same level.
qui a permis à ce que le chrono descende encore.
Her exit puts an end to Team Cameroon's participation in Paris 2024, with all the six athletes already out 6 days to the official closing ceremony. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Olivier Kounou, Pino Meyebe, Baldwin Sama on special assignment.
To end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Government's universal health coverage scheme will henceforth be implemented in the northwest and southwest regions. Announcing this development, which brings to 7 regions benefiting from the drive, Minister Manauda Malachi says the first phase has recorded laudable results. Out of Cameroon, Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country after anti-government protests in which hundreds of people have been killed. And in sports, it's game over for Cameroon's athletes in the ongoing Paris Olympic Games after Emmanuel Esseme's non-qualification yesterday. Linda Ngunu failed to deliver today in the 400 meters hurdles. And that's the end of CRTV's afternoon edition. My name is Doris Batitato Ekwe. Thanks for listening. Ariel Olivia Zwa is here with a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon, Ariel.
Bon après-midi, Doris. Formation professionnelle et concours administratifs. La plupart des arrêtés du concours et offres de formation vendues sur les routes dans les villes de Douala, Yaoundé et en ligne ne sont pas authentiques. Du coup, les écoles de formation se doivent d'offrir une meilleure communication numérique. Implémentation de la couverture santé universelle. Le ministre de la Santé publique a présidé ce lundi à Yaoundé en point de presse sur les modalités d'accès à cette couverture santé universelle. Les chèques santé ont été lancés pour les régions du nord-ouest, sud-ouest et ouest. Un point de départ d'un moment clé et d'universalisation des services de santé à l'endroit des nouveau-nés et femmes enceintes. En Gondéré et dans la Damawa, la communauté urbaine a mis en place une bibliothèque municipale pour encourager la lecture, qui n'est pas la chose la mieux partagée. La ville de Douala vibre au rythme d'un événement de commémoration connu sous l'appellation des Tété Combo, un grand moment de reconnaissance aux héros nationaux, avec en première ligne Douala Mangabel et son secrétaire Adolphe Ngossodine, présenté comme précurseur de la résistance nationale. En sport, Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024, la compétition est terminée pour la team Cameroun. Après la non-qualification d'Emmanuel Esseme, au 100 mètres, Linda Ngunu ne s'est pas rattrapée au 400 mètres est, malgré 2 records nationaux dans cette épreuve. C'est tout pour ce bulletin d'information.